On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
I've been so busy with video editing, you know, basketball highlights.
Oh man,
for kids. I'm getting good at it though.
That's cool.
But it's time consuming.
Any more games against Paul Stanley's team?
Since he's on tour, I don't think we'll be seeing him anytime soon.
Yeah, probably not.
Seems like he's lip-syncing a little bit.
Oh, man, I've been seeing those videos. It's bad.
Yeah, he croaks through some of that stuff. Oof. That's the only thing stopping me, because they're playing one more show at Staples, and I'm thinking, do I really want to see this?
I'm not going. I had the chance in Philly, and nah, not going to do it.
Because everybody's telling me, yeah, it's a great show, but then again, when you start faking the vocals, that bugs the shit out of me.
Oh yeah, I'm totally on Eddie Trunk's side about the whole fake and going with tracks and all that stuff.
Oh, when I saw Pretty Boy Floyd, they did that. It drove me bonkers.
Really?
Yeah, the background vocals. The lead singer was great, but when the background vocals came in, you got these big harmonies and these two guys. One guy was trying to fake it, and the other guy was terrible at faking it. It was so blatantly obvious. Like, stop.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right, people out there in podcast land, we're here for another track-by-track battle. We're the originators of this, of course, and this is where we take two albums and go track-by-track to see which one is actually better. Well, this is just a bit, so it really doesn't, we don't know which one's really better, but just go with what you like.
So, hey, it turns out it depends on the track, or the running order, you know? Some albums we know are better, but based track by track, they don't hold up against another album, but we'll see.
Yeah, sometimes back in the day, they put the best three songs in the first three, made them the first three cuts, and the rest is crap. You never know. But hopefully, if it's a good album, it's good all the way through. So I picked two albums that I know you know and I know you like, and we're starting with Foreigner's debut album from 1977 against Double Vision 1978. Ooh. Foreigner as well.
Oh man.
And
wow.
Both of these have a lot of hits on them. And they're both really awesome records. So you ready? Here we go.
I think so. Some of the deeper cuts I may not know, but we'll see.
Give it a shot. Well, track one on each one were both singles. From the first album, Feels Like the First Time, against Hot Blooded.
Oh, good God.
They both rule, don't they?
Oh, jeez. I got to go with Hot Blooded. It's always been one of my favorites of Foreigners.
I agree with you as well, Hot Blooded. Both great songs, but Hot Blooded rocks a little bit more.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Feels Like the First Time is such a classic song, man. Jeez.
And that was their first hit. That's what they came out with.
Mm.
All right, track two. Cold as Ice versus Blue Morning, Blue Day.
Oh, good God.
You know them both, huh?
Well, yeah, you think? I got to go with Cold as Ice.
I'm with you 100% as well, Cold as Ice.
Yeah. I love Blue Morning, Blue Day. It's a good song, but you're up against Cold as Ice, so.
These albums only came out a year apart from each other. Track three from the first album, Star Rider versus You're All I Am, which is kind of a ballad.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I'm going to go with You're All I Am.
Really?
Yeah.
We disagree on this one. I'm going with Star Rider all the way.
All right.
So you're wrong on that one?
All right, I see what this bit has turned into.
Yeah, so far you've known every one of these songs, haven't you? Yep. All right, track four, first album, Head Knocker versus Back Where You Belong.
Head Knocker. No doubt.
I got to go with that one as well. Head Knocker for me. But Back Where You Belong is really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Head Knocker is one of my favorites, too, by them.
Yeah, those don't stink.
Right. No.
Track five from the first album, the deeper cut, The Damage Is Done, versus Love Has Taken Its Toll.
Wow.
You remember these?
No, I don't remember that first one at all. So I got to go with the second.
Oh, Love Has Taken Its Toll. For me. Easy. That's an easy one for me. The Damage Is Done is okay, but Love Has Taken Its Toll is great. All right, so we did the first five, and we got two for the debut album and two for Double Vision.
Wow, okay.
Ooh, next one is a battle of singles from the first album, Long, Long Way From Home versus Double Vision.
Oh, my. See, you couldn't. That's why this is such a hard bit, because, you know, if Double Vision had been pitted up against that other one, Starbreaker or whatever, been no question, right?
Maybe Star Rider.
Yeah, Star Rider, whatever. Jeez.
Yeah, well, both these songs begin side B of the LPs, so start off strong.
I gotta go Long, Long Way From Home.
Well, we disagree. I'm going with Double Vision. Love Double Vision. But I also love Long, Long Way From Home. All right, so no point there. Track seven, Woman, Oh Woman, from the first album. Oh, let's see if I can pronounce this. It's an instrumental. Tramontane. You remember? Dun, dun, dun. It's a great song, too. It's a great instrumental.
I'm going to go with that one.
You just haven't... Easy for me. Sorry, Al Greenwood, Ian McDonald, and Mick Jones. I screwed that one up. But you get the point, though. Even I couldn't pronounce the damn song. Track number eight, At War With The World, from the first album, against I Have Waited So Long, Please Don't Tell Me, Baby. That one. So those two.
You're losing a point.
Yeah, because I suck. So
I'm going with the second one.
Oh, really? The ballad? Yeah, I got to go with that one, too.
Yeah.
At War With The World's cool, but that ballad's great. And here's another slow one from the debut album, track nine, Fool For You Anyway, against Lonely Children. Do you remember that one?
Not so much.
Lonely Children of the World. It's kind of a rocker.
Yeah, I'm going with the first one.
Fool For You Anyway?
Yeah, I love that song.
We're disagreeing on that one.
It's a nice song.
It's nice and tender, so it gets no point. I got Lonely Children for me. And the final song is I Need You. Seems like the first album got mellower and mellower against Spellbinder.
I'm going to go with Spellbinder.
Me too. Yeah. I think this is a blowout. It started off 2-2. And the first album, debut album, only got two. And Double Vision got five. So Double Vision in the blowout, 5-2.
Nice. Well, I guess, you know, if they were putting them in order when they wrote them, you know, they've got all their best songs up front.
Yep. And you know what? And just looking at the songs, too, Double Vision really does have a lot more better songs. I mean, the first album is good, but Double Vision is a monster.
Oh.
They hit their stride.
Totally. There. Yeah. Yeah, they were just coming into their own, and then, you know, they started off, and then they came out with four, and then that was it. They were huge.
Did you see what Foreigner did in this last tour?
Hmm.
Where they brought the original band members back.
Oh, really?
So they have the current band right now with all the 80s guys.
Right.
And then they would bring the old guys, and they would play some songs. And then they'd put them all together, and they all play together.
Jeez.
So it's pretty cool.
That's a big band.
Yeah, there's probably like 11 people on stage.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And then Lou and Kelly would pick a couple of songs, and they trade, you know, verses.
Wow. That's cool.
It was really successful, so I don't know if they're going to do it again. But, yeah, it played here, but I didn't have the funds at the time, so I didn't get to go. But I would have gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's killing.
Okay. Very, very cool.
So, you people out there, get the first two Foreigner albums. They're great. Actually, if you get the first four Foreigner albums, they're really good. And after the fourth one, then the Agent Provocateur, it's when we got I Want to Know What Love Is, and then they started getting a little softer. And
yeah.
I didn't like
it. Yeah, the first four albums, especially fourth, they hit the jackpot, and then they kind of went downhill after that.
And the third one, Head Games, was pretty damn good, too.
Oh, totally.
Those didn't suck. But after that...
You could have put the second, third albums against each other.
I think what happened is the record company started focusing on the ballads when they had the big, big hit with I Want to Know What Love Is.
Right.
And everybody's like, yeah, these guys aren't a rock band. But if you listen to those first four, they were definitely a rock band.
Totally.
Time for intellectual poetry. Boys and girls out there, play along with us. I'm going to recite the lyrics to a song that Danny may know or may not know. And you out there, if you know it, you got to give me the band name and the song name. This one is from a band that Danny likes quite a bit, and I like quite a bit. And I'm pretty sure he's heard this song, but maybe not for a couple of years. Are you ready?
Well, it might be my favorite song, but... That doesn't mean I'll know the lyrics being read to, you know. Yep. That's rough.
In this song,
but let's see.
This song is about an event in history.
Okay.
Okay. The paper says it's going to rain, and everyone has gone insane. The Tinseltown, it's burning down because someone's big mistake. So many heads had to break. What do you think?
Is it Thin Lizzy?
It is not. But, yeah, because Thin Lizzy has good lyrics, and the lyrics are pretty good on this song. So that's why I picked it. So I actually like the lyrics in the song. So it goes on. For goodness sake, big times, big lines, big signs, burning down, high heels, show reels, blow deals, burning down, Spago, Rainbow, Rose Bowl, burning down, and it goes the chorus. So, any clues?
Is it Docking?
It's not Docking. Nah, you're getting closer. This is a four-piece 80s band, came out in the late 80s, and this was probably off their fifth or sixth album. They're still around today, but in a different form. So... The band's from Chicago. I'll keep going. I can't believe what's going on. They have 86 all right from wrong. Because they're black, they're all fighting back. And now that's when someone's big mistake, the town where everything is fake. And much desire, it's all on fire. Oh, my.
Is it Enough's Enough?
Correct.
Ooh, okay, now the song.
I say South. I'll do the last part and give you the chorus if you can get it. South side, low rides, low tides, burning down, blue skies, drive-bys, hair dyes, burning down, gay moods, quaaludes, hey dudes, burning down, wheels are turning, LA's burning.
I was going to say it was LA's burning.
You are correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Off of the 7 album from 1997. It's obviously about the LA riots. Which I was there for. And yes, they were scary as ever. They were scarier than what you saw on TV.
Oh, I can't imagine being there for that.
Yeah. Everybody stayed inside because, yeah, it was pretty brutal. If you were a little light in the skin color, you did not go out. Because people were pissed. And they didn't care who you were. They didn't care. They just went by what you looked. If you looked a certain way, you were in danger. It was not cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope it never happens again. But unfortunately, with the thing, way things go with social media and bullshit on the TV and what people are pushing, something bad's going to happen. And I'm hopefully I won't be there for it.
Well, yeah. You know, you hope you're not where it's happening, but who knows where it's going to happen next.
Yeah, it could be anywhere. Yeah. Sorry to bum everybody out about that.
But. Yeah. Well, anyway, Enough's Enough's a great band.
Yeah, and that 7 album is killer. They write some, they write some good lyrics. It's too bad Donnie V's not in the group anymore because he's a super talent.
Yeah, he and Chip were the band, man. I don't know what really happened there, but
I think Donnie is trying to get clean and just being around Chip. You know, Chip is a pot smoker. I guess Donnie, he's one of those that has an addictive personality and just couldn't be around it. You know, being around Chip and being on these clubs where people are offering you all kinds of drugs and you want to get clean, it's just not a place to be. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, being a rock star is not the vocation to be clean and sober.
Yeah. So maybe next time we do intellectual poetry, I'll pick a dumber and happier song.
One not about the riots.
I'll look at my Van Halen lyrics and Ramones lyrics.
Yeah, there you go. Sheena's a punk rocker.
Good.
Rockaway Beach.
Good songs, but yeah, lyrics aren't that difficult.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Hey, everybody out in podcast land. This is another version of Who the Hell Is This, where we try to stump each other with clips of songs that may be a little bit more obscure or the artist is obscure, but either way, we try to stump each other with Who the Hell Is This? And sometimes it's pretty interesting. You get a song that you're like, whoa, that's that band? But it is, so... Mark, I sent you a few files. Are you ready to go?
All right, let's do song number one. Who the hell is this? This better be good. Our millions of fans out there.
This is a tough one.
All right, here we go. The first part. Okay. I'm going to guess, since you always give this to me, is it Ghost?
No, that is incorrect. The band is way older than that.
Way older than Ghost. Here we go. Okay. Wow, I don't have a clue. Is it the London Choir Boys?
No, but you're getting closer. This is a Dutch band.
Okay, a Dutch band, older. I know nightlife, expensive price. It's a dream you can't afford. Me, I'm your satellite, your treasure island. Wow. Would you say this is a 70s band?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a 70s band.
I'm going to say Golden Earring.
Oh, that is correct.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the only way I guessed was Dutch. I don't even know the name of the... But now I have to guess the name of the song. So I got the band. So let's see if I can get the song out of the chorus here. Hold on. Identical. Okay, it's either one of two things. It's either I dated a cook or Identical.
It's Identical from their 2012 album, Tits and Ass.
Nice. Yeah, I think I said.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool song.
Wow, I haven't literally listened to those yet. I mean, we have so much stuff.
Yeah, you've been sending me a lot of Golden Earring lately, so.
I figured, we didn't have any. Might as well put it in our libraries. But, yeah, identical.
Say, basically, it had a huge hit, but I don't know of many other songs that they've had.
They had two huge hits.
Twilight Zone and, I guess, Radar Love.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, there was a couple songs I liked that were super minor. When the Lady Smiles, I liked. And there was some of it. But, yeah, they didn't have much success here. That was it.
All right. Great job.
Identical. Yeah, the Dutch thing gave it away because I was thinking, how many Dutch bands do I know? is Vandenberg Dutch? That didn't sound like Vandenberg. It's got to be Golden Earring. Okay, well.
Data Cook.
I dated a cook. I'm like, okay.
Who knows?
Oof. Yeah, okay. That was a good one. All right, now it's your turn.
Okay, let's see. Song number one, part one. Let's go with that.
All right.
Wow. Okay, I have no idea. I'm going to say, L.A. Guns.
Incorrect. Same kind of style. This is a band that's been around for about, I would say, 15, maybe 20 years, but not big here at all.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's go to part number two. Wow. Is it Rival Sons?
It is not. Rival Sons is an American band. This is a Swedish band. They've been playing a long time. A little hint. this is a bad hint, but in the Anvil movie, this band was on the same bill as Anvil and played over them.
So Anvil opened for them?
Yeah, and this part of this festival. This band was on that. It was a festival, so they were on the lineup, but they're higher on the bill.
Is it DAD?
It is not DAD.
Oh, okay.
DAD is not Swedish.
DAD, where are they from?
Denmark.
Denmark. Oh, well, same thing.
it's close. yeah, these guys have been around a long time. They recently played in, I think, an Atlanta festival. They don't play here much, but it's one of those underground bands that's got a following everywhere, kind of like the Wild Hearts. They haven't been around as long as the Wild Hearts, but close.
Okay. Let me play part number three. Wow.
Think of all those Swedish bands that have been around a while.
Yeah, I'll say Pink Cream 69.
German band.
All right.
But that German, I think Pink Cream, yeah, close to about the same time. I think Pink Cream 69 has been around, excuse me, a little longer. I don't know if I have any more hits for you. It's two words.
All right,
And both are compound words. There you go. A little English for you.
All right. Let's play the last one here. We don't celebrate Sundays anymore. Oh, man.
Well, they gave the song title away if you got it.
Yeah, something, We'll Go on Sundays or something.
Something like that. It's We Don't Celebrate Sundays by the band. And this came out in 2005.
Oh, is it that? I'm trying to think of what that band name is. Oh, crap. I don't know. I can't think of it.
All right, the answer is Hardcore Superstar.
Oh, jeez. I wasn't even close. I can't think of the name of the one I was thinking of, but that was not it.
Something like Crash Diet or Crazy Licks or something like that.
Crash Diet.
Yeah. Hardcore Superstar. Been around a long time.
Good Lord.
Now, you probably...
Wow, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was tough. Like, this is why we call it Who the Hell Is This? Because
who the hell was that?
The hardcore people out there would know who it is, but most people don't.
No.
If you played a different song by a hardcore superstar, I probably wouldn't get it. I know this song and maybe
they
one
played
other.
In the U.S., huh?
Yeah, I guess they played on Monsters of Rock, I think, too. But, it was a big deal for the people who are into them. But I guess they go over pretty well in Japan.
Everybody goes over well in Japan.
Yeah, I guess so. So we had Golden Earring and Hardcore Superstar on this episode. Wow.
All right.
Talk about the verse. Yeah. I wonder if there's any people out there who are fans of both of those bands. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I like that song.
Yeah, it's a cool song. Which is now being on it's on rotation on Hard Rock Arena Radio, a station you still don't listen to.
Yeah.
But it's on there.
Put it on in my office.
Listen on your phone on the way home.
All right.
Okay, on that note. Yeah. We don't celebrate Sundays anymore. Yeah.